Greetings, and welcome to Clear Your Beliefs. This is Lyon Goodman, creator of the Belief Closet Process. I am very excited to be sharing this powerful technology with you for changing your life by clearing your beliefs from the core of your psyche. I'm glad that you've joined us and taken this important step in your own evolution. No matter who you are or what you want to accomplish, old, negative, and limiting beliefs are preventing you from moving forward toward your goals, or they're interfering with your ability to manifest the life you want to be living. This process will help you clear the way forward. Now we'll join the recorded class. Welcome to your transformational journey. I'm going to be taking you through a 7-week journey into your subconscious mind. And this is where your beliefs are stored, and it's where they operate outside your conscious awareness. Just to bring it into reality, have you ever suddenly reacted badly and then later wondered, what the hell just happened? What did I do? Well, that's quite a common experience. And by the end of this course, you're going to have a tool for finding out what happened and eliminating the cause, which is the belief at the core of that particular pattern. The belief closet process is a result of over 30 years of research into psychology, spirituality, neurology and brain sciences, and other hard sciences. And I've explored dozens of techniques for consciousness change and self-improvement. I'm also a very practical guy. I don't like a lot of hand-waving woo-woo stuff or unfounded ideas with no grounding. And I also didn't want to become a disciple of someone or something or an organization that required that I take on a bunch of their beliefs in order to join the club. I've been exploring techniques sort of from the periphery and also in depth to really understand, how does the brain work, how does the mind work, how does spirit work, how do we have this human experience, what the heck is it anyway, and this has been my lifelong quest. I'm very happy to share what I've learned with you and to share this particular process, the belief closet process, which enables you to reprogram that biocomputer very quickly and efficiently. You can use this process to clean out fears or doubts or inner voices or traumas. You can become more successful in your profession. You can change your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, create better relationships. You can use it for anything to improve your life. And when you clear out your closet, you have space for something new. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be planting new beliefs. So here's another analogy. You know, if you're going to create a garden, what you'd do is you'd first remove all the rocks and the weeds and till the soil and amend the soil, and then you'd start planting what you want to grow. Otherwise, you're just planting amidst the weeds, and what you want to grow will just get suffocated. So beliefs are like seeds that create or grow particular experiences. And you've been accumulating this weedy garden of beliefs since you were tiny. It's as if, in closet analogy, you kept all of the clothes you ever wore from the time you were born, including your baby clothes and the dirty diapers that you used once and threw away. And your closet is stuffed with all of these clothes that don't fit anymore. They're not you anymore, but they're still hanging out. And so it's time to take a look at them, get rid of the ones you don't need anymore. Most people have only 3, 4, maybe 5 major blockages in their life. This is what I've experienced in 20 years of guiding people and coaching them. We call them belief clusters. It's a group of beliefs that got kind of glued together, and they reinforce each other. So here's an example. There's something wrong with me. Nobody likes me. I'm not lovable. I don't have any real friends. I'm alone. And the reason I'm alone is because there's something wrong with me. So you can see that all these beliefs reinforce each other. And once you clean up and clear out the 3 to 4 or 5 clusters you've got in your life, you're pretty much clean. They're not bugging you anymore. There'll still be some minor cleanup to do, but the things that have been really holding you back in life will be gone. It takes some time to do this, and some diligence and some concentration, but it can be done. And just to give you an example, I trained a friend of mine how to use the belief closet, and about 2 months later he called me back and he said, well, I've cleared 200 beliefs in these 2 months. I said, wow, that's impressive. I said, how do you feel? He said, I don't recognize myself. Everything that had been keeping me from doing what I needed to do is just gone. I'm just taking action toward my goals, and there's no more resistance. This is a guy who is living pretty close to the poverty level, and he's now involved in a couple of multimillion dollar deals and doing great. So that's what's possible with this process. So the process works whether you understand how beliefs work or not, but I think it's really helpful to understand how beliefs work and function in consciousness. I'm going to dive into that subject now as preparation for the work we're going to do. I'm going to take you into the belief closet tonight, and you're going to actually remove a belief and get an experience, a direct experience of it. Beliefs are stored in the subconscious mind. They're literally below the sub, below your conscious mind. To talk about beliefs, we have to have a certain model of consciousness. So we could say that beliefs are the tools that are being used to experience something, and we accumulate them as tools of survival. We accumulate them to understand how the world works so we can survive and thrive. And this begins while we're still in the womb. You know, we're born these little beings that are unable to care for themselves, and so we have a high capacity for learning. It's built into the brain. And we're born in this very open and vulnerable state, and so our brain and our mind work very hard to ensure our survival. And so it takes on anything it can, any conclusion that it can, that will help us survive. One of the first beliefs is when we're born, we go from this nice warm environment to suddenly being pushed around and wiped off and slapped sometimes. And the first belief you have at birth is there's something wrong here. Because you went from being in this nice, perfect, warm environment to being manhandled, you don't feel good. Babies cry because they're uncomfortable. They're communicating, so there's something wrong here. And when parents respond, you know, we figure out what will happen. Well, if I yell and cry, I'll get my needs cared for. Now, the baby doesn't have language, but they're experientially taking on this belief and this understanding of how do I operate in the world? How do I get my needs taken care of? Then we start getting indoctrinated. It so happens that if you believe the people who are better than you or older than you, you'll have a better chance of surviving. So if someone older than you says, don't eat that mushroom, it will kill you, you're more likely to survive by not eating the mushroom. And so it's a very good system for accumulating cultural and worldly knowledge for survival. So you can see that as a system, it works really well. It allows us to take on the knowledge of others and survive better. But there's a few problems with this good system. The first is that we don't have a built-in mechanism for discerning true beliefs from false beliefs or good-for-us beliefs from bad-for-us beliefs. So there's no such discernment. We have to learn it and grow it. The second thing is that beliefs don't disappear when they're no longer needed. They accumulate in the subconscious mind. And the third is that anyone can indoctrinate us with their beliefs. Because we're on record mode those first 4 years, people who loved you, like your parents, I think it's really important to indoctrinate you the same way they were indoctrinated. And, of course, you want to belong to the family, so you welcome the indoctrination. And as you grow and learn and mature, your needs change. You don't need that protection that you once needed. But these beliefs keep on producing the experience all the time, all the way into your adult life. So you probably know an adult who believes, if I cry and make a fuss, I'll get my needs met. Well, that was good when they were an infant, but as an adult, it's pretty unseemly. Another analogy here is that beliefs act like colored lenses in front of our eyes. So we experience the world through them, and we don't know that they're actually adjusting our view until we take them off. So if you put on sunglasses, or if you're trying on different kinds of sunglasses, you see that the world looks different with each different colored lens. You know, if you could take off all of your beliefs, you would see the world just as it is. And William Blake said, if the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite. And so that's what happens when you clear all your beliefs, as you see everything's infinite. Beliefs also produce specific feelings. And what we're going to be doing is using this ability to feel a belief in the process. Take a moment, close your eyes, take a breath. And feel what it feels like to hold the belief there's something wrong with me. Now just say it to yourself as if it's 100% true and feel what feeling this belief produces in your experience, in your body. What are the body sensations associated with the belief, there's something wrong with me? What are the limitations it produces when you believe that, there's something wrong with me? Notice whether this is a fairly common feeling for you. Is this an experience that you have often in your life? Most people do. It's often, as I said, like a little annoying thing in the background. We call this the belief closet process because clothing is an excellent metaphor for beliefs, and your subconscious mind understands from experience that every different kind of clothing you own makes you feel differently. Formal evening wear feels different than workout clothes or business clothes or pajamas. So imagine that this belief feeling, this feeling you're having, there's something wrong with me, is on your body like a set of clothing. Not all clothes are comfortable. You go into a shop and you try on different clothes. Sometimes you say, "Ooh, this is really not me," and you take it off. So take this one off just as you would an outfit of clothing that you decide doesn't fit. Because you always have a choice as to what to wear or what to believe. So just take this belief off and set it aside. Imagine putting it in a giveaway bag for Goodwill. And now feel what it feels like to have that belief off of you. Okay, so now try on another belief. Close your eyes again. Feel what it feels like to hold the belief, I am a sacred and worthy being. And just say it to yourself as if it's 100% true. I am a sacred and worthy being. And notice how that one makes you feel, especially in your body. And note whether it gives you a sense of greater freedom or greater possibilities. And that's as long as it takes. It only takes a moment to feel a belief. Now, you can choose to take this one off or you can leave it on. You're always at choice in the belief closet process. Beliefs are invisible. They don't weigh anything. You're living already with hundreds or thousands or even possibly tens of thousands of beliefs, and each one is producing a feeling in the background.